Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Singapore commemorating the April 25, 1999 peaceful protest in Beijing 16 years later. Queensland, Australia, political leaders condemn the Chinese communist regime for live organ harvesting. Spiritual instructor Shen Yun's strong energy can transform the audience. Rally in New Zealand celebrates 200 million Chinese quitting the Communist Party. Screenwriter gains health and success through practicing Falun Gong. And Perth, Australia, viewers react to the worst atrocity on this earth exposed in TV documentary on organ trafficking in China. Now for the stories.
Singapore, commemorating the April 25, 1999 peaceful protest in Beijing 16 years later. Falun Gong practitioners in Singapore rallied in Hong Lim Park recently to commemorate the 16th anniversary of the peaceful demonstration that brought together some 10,000 Falun Gong adherents in Beijing on April 25, 1999. At the Singapore rally, practitioners passed out leaflets and put up displays that document the brutal persecution that Falun Gong endures in communist China. They also collected petition signatures calling for an end to China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting atrocities and practiced the Falun Gong exercises en masse. The rally was held on April 14, 2015. On April 25, 1999, over 10,000 practitioners gathered quietly in Beijing to ask the government to reaffirm their right to practice and to release the practitioners detained in Tianjin. The 10,000 left peacefully later that day after then-Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji met with Falun Gong representatives. Zhu agreed to release the Tianjin practitioners and gave assurances that the government did not oppose Falun Gong. The demonstration, which was widely reported in the international media, brought Falun Gong to international attention. Soon after, however, Jiang Zemin, head of the CCP at the time, initiated the brutal persecution of Falun Gong. Thus, the peaceful demonstration of April 25th marked the beginning of 16 years of Falun Gong's nonviolent resistance to the persecution. Mr. Chen, a 74-year-old freelance writer and retired reporter, watched the group exercise practice and observed, "Very peaceful and touching. Falun Gong practitioners are very self-disciplined." China is a communist country. The authoritarian regime issues orders and expects its people to follow them without question. There is no freedom. Despite that, Falun Gong practitioners stood up on April 25, 1999, and asked the Chinese government to reaffirm their right to practice. Outstanding. Falun Gong is beneficial for one's physical and spiritual health. It is very good. Forced live organ harvesting is beyond belief. Horrible. A young couple from Shanxi listened to a practitioner's explanation, and both of them agreed to quit the party and its affiliates. The young man said, "We frequently visit Minghui.org, NTDTV, and Epoch Times websites, and have thereby learned so much that we could not find out about in China. We learned that the Tiananmen Square self-immolation was indeed a staged hoax. The party did it to make people hate Falun Gong." He was impressed to see so many practitioners doing the exercises together and said he was interested in learning more about Falun Gong. Numerous people from all over the world signed the petition calling for an end to the harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. John Murray, a businessman from Northern Ireland, stopped to learn more. Appalled, he readily signed the petition. He said, "Even if it happens to only one person, it must be stopped. The practitioners who've already been killed for their organs is staggering." Two artists, Lydia Vitkovskaya and Denis Mikhailov from Moscow, were drawn to the large banner that said "Stop Organ Harvesting from Falun Gong Practitioners in China." Mrs. Vitkovskaya said it was the first time she'd ever heard about it. She signed the petition without hesitation. They both had high praise for the paintings exposing the CCP persecution. Carlos Yamanez and Catalina Fanagra, two tourists from Colombia, said they hoped their signatures would help stop the brutality.
Queensland, Australia. Political leaders condemn the Chinese Communist regime for live organ harvesting. Accounts of the Chinese Communist Party's, CCP, state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners were made into a documentary and aired on the national TV program Dateline on April 7, 2015. Political leaders chimed in with their own condemnation of the CCP's atrocities. Federal Member of Parliament trying to get the persecution of Falun Gong stopped. Mr. Graham Parrott, Federal Member of the Parliament of Moreton, Queensland, is very concerned about the ongoing persecution in China. "I am familiar with this issue," he said. "I know Chris Bowen, a former treasurer, knows a lot about this issue. He has spoken on it in Parliament. He said this is an issue that was not going away and was not improving at all. I am federal, so we are trying to get Julie Bishop, Foreign Minister and Federal Member for Curtin, to make a representation to Beijing to try to get this stopped. We can also work with NGOs such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. So there are other groups which can raise this as an issue at the United Nations or directly with the Chinese government. It's illegal now in Australia. There is criminal punishment available for people who are breaking the law like that, committing a crime to procure these organs, and we should be doing everything we can to make sure more people do donate their organs. That has increased slightly over the last few years. But obviously, anything that is done illegally, we should be watching. We need to see proof of Australians going to China for transplants. But anyone who has knowledge of that, they should notify the federal government, the Australian Federal Police, to make sure that the appropriate responses are made. The airing of the documentary on SBS is a proper indication that public awareness is rising. But obviously, we can speak in Parliament about it, and we can communicate this to other people, so that more and more people are aware of this issue. A good government always listens to the people. There should be a proper investigation on it. Queensland Member of Parliament. Persecution shouldn't be happening. Mr. Peter Russo is a Member of Parliament for Sunnybank, Queensland, where many Chinese immigrants reside. "It's wrong and it shouldn't be happening," he said. "And we just have to do our best to educate the community that this is not the correct way to do things. And there is support out there in the community for, you know, if you live in Australia and if you are in need of organ donation, there is a system that works, from my understanding, quite successfully. So you don't have to put yourself in danger to engage in activity which is illegal here in Australia," said Mr. Russo. Ms. Leanne Inock was just sworn in as Minister for Housing and Public Works and Minister for Science and Innovation in February. She was shocked to learn about the Chinese authorities' systematic persecution of Falun Gong and harvesting organs from illegally detained practitioners. She wished that, as a signatory of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Australia would work with the United Nations in helping stop the persecution. Director General, raising awareness of forced organ harvesting. Wei Chung Lai, Director General of Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Brisbane, described organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners as brutal and inhumane. "The truth of what happened must be made known to everyone, so people will work to get it stopped," he said. Former Presidential Policy Advisor, "Everyone should care." Professor Chiu Chui Long, former Taiwan Presidential Policy Advisor, believed that the Australian government should pay attention to China's human rights violations. He said that organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China has been exposed for almost 10 years. Two Canadian human rights activists have been working hard, raising awareness of this issue. On the other hand, the Australian government hasn't been doing much about it. Mr. Chiu said that the Australian government and media should pay more attention to the organ harvesting in China, especially after Dateline's in-depth report. "The Australian government should know that although economic ties with China are important, protecting basic human rights is a universal value and should not be ignored. If the Australian government chose to be silent, it's not necessarily good for the economy in the long run," Mr. Chiu said. "Many countries in the UN have already expressed their concern for China's human rights record. We really expect to see the Australian government exert its influence on China for a good cause."
Spiritual instructor Shen Yun's strong energy can transform the audience. Audience members following various spiritual disciplines attended the Shen Yun performances in Taiwan and appreciated the strong positive energy in the programs. Ocean Deep Compassion. The strong energy exhibited by Shen Yun can transform the audience. This is the choice of the gods, said Mrs. Shivitka Kumar Garg, instructor of spiritual formation at the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. She attended the show with her father, Yogendra Kumar Garg, who worked at the same university on March 31st in Keelung, Taiwan. I sensed waves of positive energy that literally moved my heart, Mrs. Garg said. I seemed to be in heaven. It was an optimistic energy that completely changed the atmosphere. And the music of Shen Yun can touch people's souls. It comes from the innermost heart of the artists. I can feel that their hearts are so pure. All those dancers dance with their hearts, very pure. They do not just focus on the dance, they focus on their mission. The Shen Yun performance was filled with ocean deep compassion and love and tremor of compassion. Mrs. Garg commented, the stories in the show reflected truisms about life and how important every person's true life is. Buddhist, it is not of the human world. The moment the performance began, I saw something that could only be seen in the heavens, not the human world. They must have cultivated to a very high level to be able to put on such scenes, exclaimed Kong Hui, a Buddhist who had been practicing for 20 years. Shen Yun performers are not just pretty, they are dignified. That kind of purity is more precious than diamond or gold. It was as pure as seeing gods in the heavens. Most importantly, it was a spiritual level that is everlasting, he explained. He highlighted the last dance, the divine renaissance begins. For thousands of years, people have been talking about Buddha saving sentient beings. This is true. But people who are able to save sentient beings from suffering in the mortal world must have cultivated to that high level. Performances of the human world are not in this form. This kind of performance today is highly cultivated, wise, and clean. The performers must be blessed themselves to bring such good to the spectators. Buddhist scholar sending strong messages to the whole world. Buddhist scholar and practitioner Ananda Mangala from London attended the performance on April 1st in Keelung. I was delighted by the show. I also learned a lot about Chinese culture, traditions, and dance. Every program takes us to a different dimension, Mrs. Mangala said. Audience members from all over the world can experience China's treasures. Shen Yun is sending strong messages to the whole world, including truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, helping others, love, etc. These are all qualities that we humans should possess. To him, Shen Yun was beyond an artistic performance. Shen Yun displayed the meaning of Buddhist law. Sometimes people actually do get help from the heavens, such as from heavenly guardians and angels. Mr. Mangala said he learned from the stories how to conquer evil when doing a good thing. We should move forward with courage and perseverance, even if we face injustice, feel on the inside that things are unfair, or encounter challenges. We should never give up. This performance is so wonderful. The content is rich and authentic. I am still in awe.
Rally in New Zealand celebrates 200 million Chinese quitting the Communist Party. It took about 7 years for the number of Chinese who quit the Communist organizations to reach 100 million, from late 2004 to August 2011. Yet the second 100 million only took 3.5 years, announced Mr. He at a rally on April 11, 2015 in Auckland, New Zealand. As spokesperson for the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, Mr. He offered the organization's congratulations to the 200 million Chinese who have chosen to renounce their membership in communist organizations, thus ridding themselves of the party's mind control. Over 50 Chinese tourists quit the CCP and its two affiliates, the Communist Youth League and the Young Pioneers, during the celebration at Queen Elizabeth Square in the city center. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Huang tells Mr. and Ms. Hu, visiting from China, about the persecution of Falun Gong. During the rally, Mr. Hu decided to quit the party. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Zhu shared her insights regarding the common notion that China would fall into chaos with the collapse of the CCP. The rise and fall of dynasties follows the wheel of history. Regardless of the dynasty, China remains. Without the CCP's authoritarian regime, China will still be China, she said. Falun Gong practitioners in China face great risks while telling people what has really happened during the 16-year ongoing persecution of Falun Gong and the consequences of holding memberships in party organizations. Why did they do this? To awaken people's conscience, Ms. Zhu added. New Zealanders Ryan and Charlene watched the Falun Gong exercise demonstrations for quite some time. They both said that they endorse Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Ryan described the persecution in China as inhumane and disgusting. He said that he found it hard to believe that a political power would go to such lengths to persecute innocent people. If more and more people know what is happening, they'll help end the persecution, he said. One New Zealander from Waiheke Island said that he knew about the persecution through reading the Epoch Times newspaper. You are very brave. I support you. I know that many Chinese are silenced by the CCP. I respect and admire you for speaking up, he said. Ezel, a medical student from Israel, carefully read the display boards at the rally. He said that only after communism leaves China will China have freedom of belief and speech. John, a tourist from Germany, said that he knew all about the evil nature of communism because communism once plagued East Germany. He added, even though the CCP is still killing people, it cannot kill everyone. Once all Chinese people know the truth, the CCP will collapse. Behind the 200 million resignations. The number 200 million may be considered a barometer of the Chinese people's state of mind. Can this many people still be under the party's mind control, or are they free of it? These people haven't renounced their party memberships for the sake of political reform. Rather, they are seeking inner peace and spiritual independence. The 200 million includes those who have quit the Chinese Communist Party, the main communist organization for adults, and the two affiliated organizations for young people, the Communist Youth League and the Young Pioneers. Freedom from a binding oath. While the CCP tells the Chinese people that their membership in communist organizations is automatically terminated once they exceed a specified age limit, 14 for the Young Pioneers and 28 for the Youth League, or if a CCP member lets their dues lapse for too long, Falun Gong practitioners and the 200 million who have quit hold a different opinion. Traditional Chinese culture emphasizes keeping one's promise. An oath such as the one given at the ceremonies to join the party organizations, to dedicate the rest of one's life to the party, simply cannot be nullified automatically. The effect of communist mind control still remains if one doesn't choose to renounce one's membership in the party. Further, all party members will be held accountable for the innumerable crimes the CCP has committed against the Chinese people, especially the persecution of Falun Gong, a nationwide eradication campaign aimed at the very core values of traditional Chinese culture. The CCP propaganda mill reported 85 million Chinese Communist Party members by the end of 2012. It remains unclear whether that count includes those who are considered to have automatically withdrawn. The numbers of Young Pioneers and Youth League memberships are rarely reported. However, given the mandatory nature of these memberships, almost all elementary school students are members of the Young Pioneers, and a large number of middle and high school students are members of the Communist Youth League.
Screenwriter gains health and success through practicing Falun Gong. The practice of Falun Gong has made my life the best screenplay, enthused Ms. Zhao Fuling, a successful screenwriter. Ms. Zhao has helped produce many popular Taiwanese films and TV series. She is very grateful to Falun Gong, which has given her good health, a more cooperative attitude at work, and inspiration for her writing. Bad case of acne led to practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Zhao Fuling started practicing Falun Gong when she was 18. As a teenager, she was troubled by severe acne. She had been using medication to control the irritating skin condition, but the acne still caused severe scarring. Her mother, who had been a Falun Gong practitioner for years, urged her to try the practice. But Ms. Zhao did not pay attention to her mother's advice and was only interested in using cosmetics to cover up her skin problems. One day she was purchasing foundation in a department store. She overheard two sales ladies talking about her. "Her skin looks awful," they said. Shaken by their comments, Ms. Zhao decided to give Falun Gong a try. She stopped all the medication and began to seriously practice Falun Gong with her mother. Soon her skin became smooth and fair. She also became energetic. At a school reunion, Ms. Zhao's high school classmates didn't recognize her. A healthy and harmonious life. Besides the amazing improvement to her skin, Ms. Zhao found that she rarely got sick, even though she had needed to see doctors frequently in the past for colds, stomach aches, and joint pain. The most important change, though, was that she started to follow the principle of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and became a more appreciative person. Ms. Zhao and her sister used to complain that they did not get enough love from their mother, even though their mother worked hard to support them and their education and never left them lacking for anything. Through the practice of Falun Gong, Ms. Zhao realized how selfish she'd been. She started to spend more time with her mother and began taking an interest in her mother's needs. A great team player. Screenwriters are constantly challenged by production teams. At team meetings, people from several departments typically brainstorm on how to improve a screenplay. From producers, managers, to senior screenwriters, everyone tries to force their opinion, and no one is ever satisfied. Ms. Zhao still remembers that as a new writer, she used to say no to any changes proposed by her team members. Ms. Zhao said that Falun Gong cultivation practice taught her to look inward whenever she felt angry. She found that her anger was often caused by an attachment to her own ideas. While company managers were thinking of the big picture and want the story to attract a larger audience. When Ms. Zhao became more receptive to criticism, she found that considerably less changes to her work were requested. Things became much smoother, and people seemed to like her screenplays very much. A manager even told her, "You are so cooperative." Creativity comes from the wisdom gained from Falun Gong. "Creativity is key to the success of screenwriting," Ms. Zhao said, that practicing Falun Gong has made her more open-minded and resourceful. Like any other screenwriter, from time to time, Ms. Zhao gets tired and encounters a block in her writing. When this happens, she simply relaxes by doing the exercises and reading Falun Gong books. She then feels rejuvenated and new inspiration comes. One of her managers once exclaimed, "I always find something amazing after every modification by Fuling." Bringing a good influence to society. As a screenwriter, Ms. Zhao watches a variety of films and TV shows in order to learn from them. The traditional values taught by Falun Gong have given Ms. Zhao the wisdom to judge whether a screenplay will have a positive or negative effect on society. This understanding has helped her to be selective with the content of her own material. Ms. Zhao strives to bring traditional values and inspiring stories from Chinese history to her screenplays, emphasizing virtues such as tolerance, the ability to endure hardships, and everyday people standing up for justice. She said, "Both human history and divine culture help people remember that kindness will be rewarded and evil will receive retribution, and that everyone can contribute to a better society."
Perth, Australia. Viewers react to the worst atrocity on this earth, exposed in TV documentary on organ trafficking in China. The documentary Human Harvest, China's Organ Trafficking, was aired on the Australian TV network SBS on April 7, 2015, exposing organ harvesting atrocities against prisoners of conscience in China, the vast majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. Since the broadcast, practitioners working to raise awareness of the atrocities have observed the ripple effect the documentary has had in Australian society. For example, a Falun Gong booth was set up at the annual Show Horse and Country event on April 11th in Bunbury, Western Australia. Many attendees approached the practitioners manning the booth and said that they had seen the 25-minute documentary about China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting. They shared their thoughts and expressed concern over this serious human rights violation. "It's horrendous, absolutely horrendous." Sandra Bourne said that she had heard about Falun Gong and was disturbed by the news of live organ harvesting. "It was all on the show Dateline on Tuesday. It's horrendous, absolutely horrendous. It happened in this day and age, and we shouldn't be doing trade with China at all." Bourne had already taken action by writing a letter to the Chinese ambassador and another department in China, hoping to end this crime against peaceful practitioners. "It's just disgraceful. It's probably the worst atrocity on this earth. This is like the concentration camps in Germany when the Nazis were doing experiments on people." Nola Marino, member of the Australian Parliament, attended the event and invited practitioners to contact her office and brief her on this issue. With more information, she said that she could then reach out to Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop. As a member of International Parliamentary Union, she also planned to raise this issue to that organization. Hospital and prison in same building. James Carpenter, another resident who watched the SBS program, said he had heard of live organ harvesting in China from a friend. "My friend was involved in a construction project in China. They were asked to build a hospital above ground, a prison below. After discovering news of live organ harvesting, his friend suspected similar facilities were built in other cities. James signed a petition calling to end the brutality and provided his friend's contact information." Darren Palmer said he watched the documentary on TV and was terrified. "I was tortured by the story because I couldn't understand how so many doctors and different types of people could get involved in such evil. What's happening in China is really demonic. The body's exposition are really demonic." Although not a religious person, Palmer considered live organ harvesting beyond demonic. "We must do whatever we can to stop it." Speaking of the Dateline program, Sandra Muffling said, "What I saw was absolutely horrendous. I was totally mortified and disgusted. I couldn't sleep and I had nightmares. Just think about what humans are doing to other humans. Absolutely disgusting." Muffling said that she fully supported practitioners' efforts to raise awareness and that the doctors involved should be held responsible. She suggested practitioners contact MPs and the Australian government. "We must do whatever we can to stop it," she emphasized. Joy Weisel was also shocked by the news. "How can this happen? Why doesn't the Chinese government stop it?" Learning that the Chinese Communist regime and its military were involved in the crimes, she was more horrified. "This is horrible. I'll spread the word to all my family, relatives, and friends." Weisel said that she had been doing various types of meditation for 15 years and was glad to learn more about Falun Gong. They, the Chinese government, should not do such a horrible thing to these peaceful people. Both Lisa and Robinson watched the documentary and signed the petition. Robinson said he remembered first hearing about the persecution of Falun Gong in China from a parade 10 years earlier in Melbourne. Lisa said that the atrocity described in the documentary made her feel sick. "Even the next day when I woke up in the morning, I still felt sick." Upon leaving, they took some materials and said they would give them to MP Nola Marino. "I'll put these in her hands and encourage her to help you," said Lisa. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.